Hello everyone. This is a short 10-minute physical activity routine which will get you moving and stretching. It's great for your health, including improving your balance and building up your strength. Just take it at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down, so just do whatever feels good for you today. We want you all to do this exercise safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you are feeling throughout the session. If you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions at www.10today.co.uk. The 10 is in digits 10. If remaining seated, at least to begin with, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair so you can sit upright. This could be a dining chair, preferably without arms, which can get in the way of some exercises. Then with your feet flat on the floor. Okay. If you are standing up, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and stand up nice and tall, and take a couple of deep breaths. If you're sitting down, place both feet firmly on the floor, keep your back straight, relax your shoulders and take a couple of deep breaths. In and out. In and out. So the first exercise is called Reach for the Stars. So raise both your arms up to the sky, or stars. When at the top, rise on your toes, and then lower both your feet and arms, pushing right down with your palms. So keep going, raising your hands up, then up on your toes, then lower your hands and feet. And keep going, feeling that nice stretch through the upper body and shoulders. So just a couple more now. Next, strike of the cobra, a wee bit of martial arts. So with a strong stance, with your fists clenched in front of your chest, as if you were a boxer, punch your right hand straight out and return. Then with the same hand, punch it to the left side, so that your arm crosses your body and reaches towards the ceiling. So you're punching up and across, and return. Now with your left hand, punch straight out and return, then punch to the right side, so that your arm crosses your body, reaching for that ceiling again. Try not to worry with the logistics on this one. Just energetic punching is good. Keep going now, with alternate hands at your own pace. So punching straight, then to the side, pointing up to the ceiling. This is great for strengthening those arms. We should all be feeling nice and warm now. Now we have the side stretch. Raise your right arm high straight up with your palm facing up, then lean over to your left side, feeling that stretch all along your right side. Now return back to the center. Raise your left hand straight up and feel that stretch all the way down your left side. Now keep alternating, feeling that nice stretch down your sides. So arm up and lean over and repeat. Great work. Well done. Next we have swing back. If you're standing, keep your legs straight. If you're sitting, keep your feet flat on the floor. Bend your arms so that both hands are at chest height, then straighten out your right arm and swing it back so you feel a nice rotation in your back. Looking towards your right hand, then return to the center and straighten out your left arm and swing it back, looking towards your left hand. And repeat. So you're just moving side to side, swinging your arms back nice and gently, feeling your back rotate as you move side to side. Just a couple more now. This is a great one for trunk rotation. Next, if you're standing, you might want to be near something you can hold on to for balance. This one is a leg raise. If you're standing, lift your leg up to hip height, keeping your knee bent, and return. And if you're sitting, lift your leg slightly higher than hip height, and return. Now do the same with the other leg, lift up to hip height, and return. Now do the same with the other leg, lift up to hip height, and return. Now keep going on alternate legs, so just lifting those legs up. Next is Slowly Does It. These exercises are slightly different if you're sitting or standing. So, if you're standing, bend at your knees slightly to halfway and hold. And then bend your knees all the way down to your lowest point and hold. And then straighten up your legs again. So you're just moving halfway, holding, moving down to your lowest point, holding, and then coming back up. Keep your feet facing forward and try not to let your knees move in front of your toes. Keep going. If you are sitting, just straighten out your right leg right in front of you and hold briefly, feeling that nice stretch down your leg. Then return your foot to the floor and repeat on the other side. Whichever variation you're doing, you're working your legs. If you're standing, you're also working your bottom. Okay, so keep going. Always remembering to keep your back straight. So, for those standing, bend your knees halfway, hold, and then all the way down, and then up. If just sitting, raising alternate legs. Slow and controlled is more challenging and rewarding. Just a few more. Great work. Push up to the moon. So remember to keep a nice soft bend in your knees and a strong stance. Then bend your arms so both hands are at chest height. Then push both your hands up to the ceiling on your right, as if you're pushing up to the moon. Then sweep your hands back down and to the left, pushing both your hands up to the ceiling again on your left, and now keep going. So you're just making a nice big U with your hands, pushing up to the moon on either side. When you sweep your hands at the bottom of the U, you can bend over slightly to make that sweeping movement bigger. Keep going with that nice dynamic shape, pushing up to the moon on each side. So again, if you're standing, you might want to be near something for balance. This exercise is called kick across, and you're just kicking your leg across to the opposite side. So kick your right leg to the left side and return. And do the same on the other side. So now keep going, kicking that leg across from side to side. You should feel that working your legs, and slow and controlled is more challenging here. Keep going for a couple more. Good work. Next is full circle. Raise both arms straight up above your head, and then sweep them round together to the right, making one big circle all the way back up to the top. And keep going, swinging one big circle to the right. Just a couple more in this direction. Good work. Now we're going to do exactly the same, but the opposite direction. So keep making those nice big circles. It's a great workout for your shoulders, this one. Just a few more now. One more. Great job. Now we really should all be feeling warm. If you're a little out of breath, that's a good thing. It means you've been working. If you're not a little out of breath, can you work a little harder next time? Anyway, nearly finished. We'll just finish off with a nice stretch and cool down. So we're going to start with a hamstring stretch. So step forward with your right foot, placing your foot out in front of you with your foot flat on the floor. Then bend your left leg and put your hands on your hips and just lean forward gently. Whether you're sitting or standing, you should feel a nice stretch down the back of your leg. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well done. Then return to a standing up position and swap your legs. So this time, step forward with your left foot, placing your foot out in front of you with your foot flat on the floor. Then bend your right leg and just lean forward gently. Again, feeling that nice long stretch. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now the final stretch, hugging a tree. Just hold your arms out in front of you, just as if you were hugging a tree directly in front of you. And your arms form a nice circle in front of you. And then cup your hands, putting one hand in front of the other, and push your hands together, feeling that nice stretch across your shoulders and arms. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now sit up or stand up and return to that nice relaxed posture we had at the beginning. So, brilliant! That was all the exercises. We hope you enjoyed them. Just to finish off, shake it out. Just shake out those arms and hands and then legs and feet. Great work, everyone. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have great health benefits. It's fun and you'll simply feel better. So please do keep going. If you'd like to watch any of these exercises, you can also watch videos of the broadcasts on our website, 10today.co.uk. 10 Today is a big Lottery and Sport England funded project. And thank you for listening.